Have you been working on money habits, but you have found yourself just spinning your wheels and you don't get anywhere with those money habits? Well, today we're going to focus on really learning which money habits make the most impact and those that you should focus on, and which money habits you don't need to spend as much time on. That is the focus of this episode. So therefore, you can just really spend your time and efforts on the money habits that are going to serve you best and leave the rest aside. Let's get to it. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. There's no way around it. Establishing good financial habits are really going to move you forward, propel you forward in your financial journey. They're going to help you reach those financial goals, and they're just going to make your life a whole lot easier. But which money habits do you focus on? You are busy, and which money habits are going to make the most impact? In this episode, you're going to discover why some financial habits aren't worth your time and energy and what to do instead. In this episode, you're going to find out why some of the financial habits aren't worth your time and energy and what you should do instead. You're also going to find out the money habits that can be automated to save your time and mental space. And you're also going to learn the four key money habits that will bring you the most bang for your time and money. So let's start with defining what a habit is so you and I are starting on the same page. According to dictionary.com, a habit is an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. Makes sense, right? It's also a customary practice or use. That's another definition. Even though you will hear that there's some habits that I'm going to talk about that we just don't need to focus on, I do want to emphasize that habits are essential. Financial habits are essential. There is no doubt about it. And it does take time to form these habits. Some people say there's that saying, it takes 21 days to form a habit, but I think it actually takes more for it to stick. But because you and I are busy, we want to make sure that we focus our energy and time on what makes the most sense, what makes the most impact, what saves the most money, or where we're able to reach our goals faster. That's what I'm wanting to do. That's my whole purpose of this episode, is to help you save that time and money. Because essentially, some money habits you don't need to focus on. I'm going to share with you exactly what you can do instead. And the money habits that I am, the four key money habits that I am going to suggest that you focus on are essential and are really, you're going to see that they're really going to help with everything else. So what are some money habits that you can forget about? Well, you really can't forget about them. You just don't need to focus a lot of your time and effort, because these money habits, I would want you to put them on autopilot. So what are some of these money habits that people say you need to form these money habits? Saving, paying yourself, paying your bills on time. Those are some great financial habits to have, but you don't need to work on them unless you don't want to do automated savings or automated transfers. I guess that's another discussion. But really, I would suggest that focus on what matters, and you can just put these things on autopilot. So you don't have to focus on creating the habit of saving, because you can just create an automated transfer to save, create an automated transfer to pay yourself first, create an automated payment for your bills. So that's going to save you time. So you don't have to work on them. You can, again, these are financial habits, and there's others, but those are just some examples of some habits that people want, that are talked about, that are important to form, but You don't need to focus on them becoming a habit. You can focus on putting them on autopilot. So what are the four key money habits that you should focus on instead? Well, number one, and you're going to be surprised at some of these because these are none that you really can find. Maybe some, I can't say none, but maybe some you can find, but it's not like you're going to search for a blog or a YouTube video where you're going to find these exact habits. Maybe again, maybe some, because I want, you'll see why they're important. So let's just get to it instead of continue to get sidetracked. Number one is to catch those limiting beliefs. We all have all sorts of things running through our mind day in and day out. Some of those things have to do with our finances. And some of those thoughts that have to do with our finances don't serve us. They're limiting. They're negative. So we need to catch those, because if not, we're going to continue to do those things that don't serve us. So you need to catch those limiting beliefs. So what are those limiting beliefs? That I can't afford it, that we're never going to get out of debt, that we're going to continue living paycheck to paycheck, that our financial landscape, our finances are never going to change, that we're never going to have enough for retirement, that we're never going to have enough to help our kids through college. Those are some limiting beliefs. So you want to catch those, and you want to just change those limiting beliefs into ones that serve you. And that's for another episode. But really, what you need to do is catch and stop them. Because if you don't catch and stop them, you're going to continue to think you can't afford it. You're going to still continue to think that you're never going to have enough savings or enough for retirement. And therefore, you're going to create that reality. So that, and it's not an easy habit. So the habits I'm sharing with you aren't necessarily the easiest things, but they have the most impact. They will do the most for your finances. So that's habit number one, is catch those limiting beliefs and stop them in their tracks. Number two, look at your numbers. For some of you, this may be easy. For others of you, you're like, I'm not doing this. I am not looking at my numbers. I'm too scared. You have to look at your numbers. You have to create a habit to look at your numbers, no matter how scary it may be. The more you do it, the less scary it is, because the fact of the matter is that you need to know what your numbers look like to be able to take measures and actions and steps to change or progress or do whatever it is that you need to do with your finances. Without understanding and knowing your numbers, you can't put actions and measures in place to improve your financial life. So you need to look at your numbers, and you have to create a habit on looking at your numbers, whether it's weekly, and it can be simple. Doesn't have to be, you have to add and subtract unless you want, that is helpful. But to begin with, just take your phone, open up your bank app and look at the balances of your accounts. At your savings, your checking, if you have multiple accounts, just look. Get comfortable with that, all right? Then you can start doing more, but get comfortable with just even looking. If you're a person that's really scared of even just looking at that balance and you avoid it at all costs, start with that. Take your phone out, open up your bank app, and look. Just scroll through the numbers and just let it sink in. Don't judge it. This is not about judging yourself. Oh my goodness, this looks terrible. No, just look. And then from there, you want to build on that habit and start. That's when you start adding and subtracting or looking at the spreadsheet that maybe already does that for you, or looking at an app and really understand where you are at financially. Because if you ignore this, it's not going to change. You're not going to have any clarity as to what's going on with your finances, and which therefore affects what you can do, whether you're wanting to save more, invest, any of those things. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, spend with intention. That's another habit that you need to create. Maybe you say, but Jen, I already spend all the time, and that's actually a major problem. So that's why I'm saying spend with intention and a plan in place. So create a habit around that. When you spend with intention, you are spending with a plan, essentially, because you've created a plan. And so that spending, those expenses are done with a purpose, with an intention. You don't want to be spending blindly, because when you spend blindly, it just never leads to a good place. It may lead to overspending. It may lead to, it will 99% of the time lead to overspending. And when you're overspending, then it creates this domino effect of, okay, I overspend and now I have less this time around, but then I still have the same bills and I don't have for the bills. So you get in this vicious cycle of trying to figure out how to pay things because you don't have enough, because you spent blindly instead of spending intentionally. So that's number three. You want to spend with intention and with a plan. And that plan is the budget. Number four is have specific and exciting goals. I've talked about this in other episodes, but you want to create a habit of having or creating specific and exciting goals, because you may have created a habit of creating a goal, but is it specific, exciting, and aligned with you? So what do I mean by this? You don't want to make a goal because it's the thing to do. So you don't want to make the goal that I want to save more. Okay, that's great. How much do you want to save? What is it for? And why is it meaningful? Why is it important? Why is it exciting? So for example, maybe your goal is around saving, and maybe it's about saving for your emergency funds. So a specific, meaningful, exciting goal can be that you're saving, I'm not going to say an exact number, but let's just say you're working towards saving 3 months of your expenses, monthly expenses, because that will make you feel at peace, because that will help you. You don't want to get into debt, credit card debt anymore, because that's been an experience of yours. So you want to make sure that it's specific, it's meaningful, and exciting. Because again, we may have already created a goal to create goals, right? Maybe we have formed that habit, but we're not forming specific, meaningful, and exciting goals. So you want to make sure that those goals are exciting for you, that they're specific and not general, and that they're meaningful. I hope you found this episode helpful. I know this is a shorter episode than usual, or a slightly shorter than usual, but I wanted to really talk about habits because I thought it was an important conversation to be had, because if you don't focus on the money habits that really serve you, the actions that you need to happen just won't happen. So I want to know, which of the four habits, money habits, or that I talked about, are you going to start focusing on? Are you going to focus on being mindful and catching those limiting beliefs? Or are you going to put that fear aside and really look at those numbers? Or are you going to make spending intentional and not spend blindly? Or are you going to make sure that your goals that you're creating are specific, meaningful, and exciting for you? So let me know which one of those four habits you're going to focus on. You can send me a private message on Instagram. You can send me an email. Just let me know. I want to cheer you on and I want to hear from you. As for next week, on next week's episode, I'm going to let you know about some purchases that I have made that really have made my financial life better. So I'm going to tell you all about that next week. So make sure you tune in for that. But for now, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. I know you have tons of podcasts to choose from, but you chose to hang out with me. So you can check out the show notes over at jenhempel.com/396. That is jenhempel.com/396. Remember that being the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.